Club, an experiential workshop through Teal and Beyond. And you can now get rid of the chairs that you've gotten comfortable in. We can stack them against the wall, or not stack them, just push them there. Just get them out of the way so we can be with each other. There's going to be as minimal words as possible. I do, unfortunately, will be speaking some words, though. The other organizing thing that I would like to do is that those who came as a couple and would like to do this workshop as a couple, move to that side. And anybody who is more individual and will be mixing and matching throughout the thing, move a little more to this side. Okay. That makes it very easy. So you guys are together. And the rest of you can take over the rest of the floor again. This is not going to be a problem. Just don't break them up. Okay. One of the philosophies that I have around this workshop is that we've all gone through the developmental stages of love ourselves. And sometimes we've been able to fortunately go through it in a wonderful way. And sometimes there might have been little situations where it wasn't so wonderful. And the idea is if you went through it all in a wonderful way, great, you just get to bonus added. And but for those of us that maybe had, every once in a while, got hurt by love. Anybody ever got hurt by love? No. Okay. All right, there's a few of us. Okay. So then this is a chance to revisit that and redo it in a way that is healing. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to start at the earliest developmental level, and we're just going to experientially walk ourselves up through the developmental stages and maybe Teal and Beyond. We'll see if we can kind of play with that field a little bit. Okay. So with no more ado, let's just find a partner for this first exercise. And keep in mind that this is not, let me make sure I'm getting these right, this is not Eros. So we're... let's have appropriate boundaries and appropriate respect on that level. We're just talking about pure love, okay? All right. So find a partner for this exercise. Just find somebody, another partner. And what you're going to do is I will demonstrate with one risky volunteer what we're going to do. Let's get ourselves grounded a little bit here. Keep in mind that when we're infants, we're not standing and walking around, right? So we're going to get a little bit of a feel here. What we want to do is create, we're going to take turns on this. We're going to both go through both sides of it. So one side is going to be, I want you to call up the universal loving mother in you. And the other one is going to be the infant child. And the infant child is in a place, in its healthiest, is receptivity. It's just receiving. And what our core need is, and this comes from every developmental model that I've ever studied, the core need of the child, really, other than love, is we're building trust. We're building trust. So the universal mother that we play needs to be absolutely trustworthy. So we're going to be very kind, very gentle, very present, and persistent in our love. So we're going to stay present, and we're going to stay present over time. And that will allow the child to drop in deeper and deeper and deeper. And when you're playing the child role, just notice as you drop in, if you catch yourself stopping, you guys will probably just go to the depth of the earth the first time. But for me, sometimes I might catch myself, I'm dropping in a little deeper here. Just notice that little pause and just go, okay, I'm going to release deeper now. And just notice those little places. That's okay. Don't judge yourself or anything. That's normal. Just let those pauses happen, those little retreats, but then just bring your attention back to drop deeper into receiving this love that's coming in. And what I want you to notice is that the love is coming into you. And keep in receptive mode when you're the child. I am just absolutely receiving. I'm not sending anything back. I am absolutely receiving what's coming into me. That's really important. Okay? It's important that we really get receptivity down if we want to be able to follow through with love throughout the developmental levels. Receptivity is the number one skill. Can I trust the environment enough to really open? And to the degree that I can open is the degree that how much container of love I can fill up with. So we want a really deep, broad container, huh? So this is our challenge for this time. Drop into that. So this is how it will look a little bit. I'll demonstrate with our great volunteer who is?
Brajana.
Okay. And it'll look something like this. And if this is too uncomfortable for you, I will show you a modified version. I'm going to love her. I'm just going to love her like the most beautiful, precious thing I've ever seen in my life. And she really is. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to keep eye contact. And I'm going to just love her. And when she looks up, I'm just going to keep loving her. With all the love I have, is the most precious, precious thing I've ever seen in the world. And at this moment, it's the most precious moment there's ever been in the world. I'm just going to stay in this precious moment and send this precious love to this precious being. And she's just going to let it in. Yeah. And sometimes she'll open her eyes and I'll just be there. My eyes will always be on her eyes. So she opens her eyes. What she'll see is me looking right in her eyes. So that she has a gentle transition, okay? Gentle transitions in, gentle transitions out. Now, if she doesn't feel comfortable, or your partner doesn't feel comfortable with that, they might feel comfortable with just taking a hand. But the idea is, again, they let complete control of the hand, and you just love that hand just as preciously as possible. And notice if they have a little tension in their arm, because that's part, there you go. And just let them completely let you hold arm and you're assisting. There you go. You can feel it when they're assisting you. And just let them know, it's okay, I'm here. You can trust me. And you'll feel when they stop assisting you, you know they're dropping in deeper. And you just let that keep going. You could feel that, couldn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. All right. There you go. Got your hand back. Okay. So this is our first exercise, okay? So pair up. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Pair up and drop in. All right. And we're beginning. Remember to drop in deeper. Remember to maintain eye contact so that if the child opens their eyes, you're looking right in their eyes. And if you are a child and you haven't opened your eyes yet, make sure you take some time to notice what it's like to see that love staring right down at you and letting it in your eyes too. Letting the eyes receive that love. And we're going to slowly transition now. So be gentle with your baby and slowly let the baby up. And just switch. Switch. And go. Fill your container completely. Notice what it's like to fill a container completely. And can you receive even more? Can you open, stretch even more, and let even more in? And if the baby has not opened its eyes yet, you might want to test that piece out. What's it like to open your eyes and see that love coming in through your eyes? Receiving it in through your eyes. You don't have to keep them open. Babies don't. But you can just test it once in a while. Let it drop you in deeper. Remember, baby, to stay in receptive mode, letting it in. Letting it in. Receiving. And gently awaken your baby and help them sit up. Just spend a little. You can just stay with that connection a little bit. And did you notice that it might have taken a little time to drop in deep fully? Did you drop in deeper with time? Yeah? Okay. One of the things that happens for babies is we need time. Even more time, because our eyes don't adjust as fast. We're still trying to figure out what these signals are that are coming in. This next phase, this phase was about receiving love from the Universal Mother. This next phase is, now I'm filled with love and I want to play with it. And it's all about me, though. I'm filled with love, and what do I want to do with this love? We might not really recognize so much what the other person wants, but we do know what we want. Now, we got a small room here, so we're going to have to bring in a little bit of our later developmental levels enough to keep us from, you know, totally bumping people around and knocking them down on the floor, okay? But you can stand, you can crawl, you can run around, you can do whatever you want, but I want you to just feel this love inside. And while you feel this love that you're all filled up with, I want you to just notice, what's the impulse that arises from all that love inside? What is the impulse of what I want to do? I just want you to notice what your body wants to do, and I want you to go do it now. What? Individually. Yeah, individually. Just go do it now, anywhere in the room. Yes, you are. You're allowed to sing. Feel the impulse. What do you want to do? Feel the impulse. Follow it. Feel the impulse. So if you're feeling a little inhibited, open it up a little more. Join in the play. Join in the play.
I'm sure I did this once, but I can't see.
That's okay.
It.
That's okay.
With the glasses.
Stay with it. Stay with the impulse, even if the impulse is to slow down. Whatever the impulse is, just stay with it. That's what happens, right? They get really rambunctious and then they slow down. So how does that feel? Feel revitalized? Love can be revitalizing too. Yeah. Okay. So let's just reflect back on receiving love, deeply filling your container, and then feeling the impulse of love in a playful way. Now what we're going to do is move into second person perspective. And this is where we give and receive love simultaneously. Okay? And so what we're going to do is pick another partner, except for the couple. Unless you guys want to. Pick another partner just so you have another exchange, somebody that you weren't with before. And pair up, facing each other. What we're going to do is we're just going to face each other. And we're going to stare in each other's eyes. You've done this before, some of you, but let's just do it again if you have. If you haven't, this will be a new experience. And when we're staring each other's eyes, I want you to be aware of what our task is, and that is, I am sending love and I'm receiving love. I'm sending love and I'm receiving. So if you catch yourself only sending and not receiving, shift your consciousness back to receiving. If you catch yourself only receiving and not sending, shift your consciousness back to sending. Okay? All right. Ready? Go. And remember, we're dropping in deeper to the love space. So we might start by just noticing how much we love those eyes that we're looking at. Look at those colors. And look at that face. It's the most unique face in the world. There's no other face like it. Look at those pupils. You could stare inside of those pupils to the ends of the earth. Look how deep they go. Can we feel it drop all the way into our hearts, all the way in? And can we send it back? Can we let it all the way in and make our hearts bigger and bigger? And can we send it back and see the effect that it has to make the other one's heart bigger and bigger? And you're doing that. You are growing another person's heart, and they're growing yours. And challenge yourself to let it in even more. Even more. Can you feel it all the way down to your belly? All the way through the heart, all the way to the belly. All the way throughout the whole body. And as soon as you get comfortable, challenge yourself to open a little more. Notice a part of your body that's not feeling it and just relax it so that it can go in. Notice wherever the love is not present in your body and relax it so it can go in. And often the trickiest part is, can it go inside your brain? Can you just let go of the brain and let it be filled? What happens? happens when the brain receives the love? Doesn't think about it, it receives it. And now as you're staring, notice how you are just like this other person. They are just like you. We are friends. And gently, gently release and come back to this room. Gently release and come back to this room, keeping with you the love, keeping with you the love, keeping with you the love, keeping with you the love. Okay, everybody. I'm going to speak some very important words, and if you don't get them, you're going to really miss out big time. Very important words going to be spoke up here. So it's time to come back. Time to come back. Come on back. Come on back. Come on back. Oh, you're going to miss out on the secrets of life if you don't listen to me right now. You're going to completely miss out. Are some people in a trance, do you think? Anybody go into trance with that? Let's just have a little bit of sharing now over what we've done so far. Just a little bit of sharing. Anybody want to share anything to the group about what they've been going through?
In this last one, at some point, I was concentrating and I really only saw Greg. And then suddenly my perception opened to, like, I could see on both sides bigger than I usually see. Like, it just suddenly, and it was like, that felt remarkable to me. It's like, whoo! And I was able to be aware of the room and keep focused.
Had the same experience. Thank you.
How many people had that experience? Yeah. It's amazing what love can do. Our perceptions can open up. Anybody else?
By the way, if you didn't have that experience, you're okay.
Well, thank God you said that. I have another one to offer. So after kind of settling in into this intimacy, I started trying to sense the source, and I realized there's no particular source. It was like a whole body experience, and so it was just beautiful how it kind of walks through you, that kind of experience, which was wonderful.
I noticed both in the first and the third one that I struggle to receive love more than I struggle to give love.
Anybody else notice that it's easier to give love than to receive love? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is a really important thing, because if we don't receive love, there's a couple things goes on. One is we are deprived of receiving love. And the second thing is we deprive the other person of the gift of giving love, because we're not really receiving it fully. And so we're not offering them that gift of being the giver of love. And often I find that when I don't receive, when I'm sending more than I'm giving, it's a trust issue for me. It's scarier to receive, because it makes us more vulnerable. And so when we notice ourselves, that's why I kept encouraging, notice the balance. If you're sending, receive. If you receive, send. Some people want to just receive more, and that's the other end. Is it scary to give our love away? So what we want to do is just notice that reciprocity and monitor, manage that. Because when we monitor our reciprocity and keep it in balance, then we're going to be in healthier relationships. If we keep that out of balance, by definition, we're going to create a disharmony of some kind. I'm the one who's always giving the love, and you don't give it back to me. Oh, did somebody recognize that in themselves?
I think a lot of us are quite familiar with the difficulty in receiving, but I had a very vivid experience of the pain of not having my given love received. My mother would never really believe that I loved her, and that...
What I want you to do here is we don't want to go back into the trauma, because what we're doing is we're recreating a new experience, and when we are rewiring our brain, we don't want to go back and reinforce the trauma of our history. We want the new wiring to come forth. Yes, that's beautiful, but that's why I was interrupting it, because just stay with the new wiring. Go
ahead. Yeah, the new wiring is just to be radiating, and those who receive, and it's more the experience of being in it, being it.
Thank you. Anybody else notice that? Felt a radiation of love a little bit? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, so for me, the new wiring is that when we were looking on each other, I was giving, but I was somehow not feeling that it really comes there. But for me, this giving all the time became very, very also like joyful and fulfilling. So even though, because I knew that at one moment that she wants this, even though she persists for some time not to receive. And it's, yeah, new wiring, okay.
What happened to me when I had this whole body experience too, but there was a little bit of anxiety all the way until Kim said, now let it go to the brain and the thoughts will cease or something. And I thought, there are no thoughts. But then I realized that the anxiety dropped because it was really coming from the brain.
Did anybody notice that when you let it, how many people got it to go into the brain? About a third or half? That's off, about half, yeah. That's often one of the hardest places to let it in, because our brain is still trying to take control. So when we do, and what he noticed was the anxiety goes away. So if you tend to have an anxiety disorder or a depressive disorder, if you can let the love into your brain, how can you be depressed or anxious when your brain is filled with love, when it's receptive to love? And that's often what anxiety and depression is I haven't let it in all the way. Not always. Sometimes we have biochemical issues, but a lot of times depression and anxiety clears up once the love enters the brain, and you demonstrated that perfectly. Beautiful. Thank you.
I don't know, I prefer to be alone, but to be alone at the same time, to be together, it's to be dependent and to be interconnected, and even it's not so often in my life, but when something appear above independence, above to be together, and something above love, like another integration above all these states and feelings, it's not so often in my life, but now I got it.
So what's the new wiring? What's the new wiring you're feeling?
New integration above the personalities.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to admit that I'm a very bad host here, because I don't even remember when this is supposed to end. How much time do I have? I have 3 minutes? Oh, okay. Seriously, 3 minutes. Okay. 3 minutes. Okay, next exercise. We're going to do it. We're going to push it to the end. I want you to notice something that you often don't share with other people about your unique self. Now, the people that were in my other workshop got a taste of this, but we're going to do a couple extra steps too. Notice something unique about yourself that you usually don't tell other people. It might be something beautiful about yourself, because we often don't tell each other something beautiful about ourselves, because we're not supposed to. And it might be something that's uncomfortable about yourself, something you don't like. Now, when you tell that person, the person's job is to listen to it deeply and to see that same thing inside themselves. Because we are all one human consciousness after all. And stay with them until you can see a resemblance of that in yourself and let them know that's in me too. And then share with them your unique thing, and their job is to stay present with you until they feel that inside themselves and let them know, I see that in me too. Okay? And then just go to the next person. Yeah. I feel embarrassed that I didn't keep track of time when I'm the moderator. Yeah. And so what I want you to do is go just to the place of I see that in me too. Okay? Don't take care of it and don't make it okay, but you did. Thank you. But just say I see that in me too, because what we want to get to is we're going to go through the entire subtlety here in one exercise. We're going to identify our unique self. We're going to share it with another. They're going to identify with it. And then we're going to become one in that particular experience. Yes, we are the same person in a sense. We can share the same basic consciousness in this little way. So see if you can just drop into that. Just do one exchange. Just do one exchange and drop in deep and notice how you have one consciousness around that. Okay? Go. While you're doing this, keep in mind the idea is to enter into that common consciousness. We are alike this way. And we do this with love. I can love this part of you, and that allows me to love this part of me. I can love this part of you. You can love this part of me, so we can love ourselves and each other. And we are one consciousness in this way. Okay, folks, you are released from the playground. You're welcome to leave anytime you want. Your choice to stay is not on my conscience anymore.